Sometimes if you want something done, you have to do it yourself. That's certainly the attitude of some people in Seal Cove, Newfoundland. Last weekend, a pod of five dolphins became trapped by ice in a cove near the town. As the week went by, the ice grew, the dolphins got weaker, and two of the dolphins disappeared. People feared they were dead. The town asked for the Canadian government to send an icebreaker to free the dolphins, but was told none was available. So yesterday, five residents of Seal Cove put on cold weather survival gear, hopped in a fiberglass motorboat, and freed the dolphins themselves. One of the people who was part of that rescue effort is Reuben Giles, and he's here with me now on the phone. Welcome to the program, Mr. Giles.
Thank you.
Now, why did you decide to stop waiting for help and jump in this boat and take on the rescue effort yourself?
Well, when we seen time was running out and the blow was only about, I would say, 15 feet round, they would have died that night. We decided now, well, we got to take it in our own hands and do something. We decided to cut the channel right on through, but to open water.
So when you talk about this blowhole, are you talking about this area where the dolphins were able to surface, where you could actually see them above the water?
Yes, my love. That was the only supply of oxygen that they would add there. Once that was gone, they would have perished there, right? Time was running out fast for them.
Now, when you describe this rescue effort, you make it sound relatively easy, but it sounds, about this, like you had to work pretty hard to break up that ice.
Well, it was 4 hours breaking through that trail.
And how'd you break through it? You had to rock the boat back and forth against the ice?
We had to rock the boat, force to come back and go it again and break it down and go it. And meanwhile, there was only three of us in the boat. The other two guys was keep the dolphins above where they were in the water with floater suits on, trying to survive them, keep them up so they could breathe, right?
Well, now take me back to that moment when you arrived back on shore. Were the good people of Seal Cove waiting for you in the port?
Well, there was a lot of people saying, "Job, oh man, everybody was ecstatic."
You must feel pretty good about this.
Oh, we're ecstatic. My Lord, I don't know, on scale 1 to 10, 30.
Mr. Giles, thank you very much for your time. And again, congratulations on this do-it-yourself dolphin rescue.
Thank you very much, my love.
That's Reuben Giles. He helped free three dolphins trapped in ice in Seal Cove, Newfoundland yesterday. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.